Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, here's a worrying question. Is South Africa's residential property market losing its appeal for investors? There is some data that suggests private investors are showing signs of cooling interest, with portfolio growth slowing, even declining in certain areas. So joining me tonight to discuss these shifting trends is Estiani Marks, Head of Real Estate at Lightstone. Estiani, good evening to you and welcome. So maybe give me your overview or interpretation of this decline. What's the problem here?
Good evening, Jeremy, and thanks for having me. Look, I think we don't necessarily see a problem at the moment. We are monitoring, you know, the volumes and the trends as we go along. But I think we have to also keep in mind that 2023 has altogether not been a great year in terms of property sales. And 2024 hasn't been great either, well, at least the start and the first half of it. So I think that naturally will spill through in the investor space as well, creating a little bit of a decline in the investor landscape as well.
Are there specific factors, do you think, that are contributing to this, or the normal basket?
I think mostly the normal basket, you know, high interest rates and obviously the investor sentiment. But I think there's areas within South Africa that has been very palatable for investors, and they've certainly kept on investing in specific areas. And then also with the interest rates cuts that we are, you know, seeing at the moment and expecting to see a little bit more of, we will definitely see an uptick again in terms of investor purchases. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, the investor motivation is always different from the normal purchaser. So I think there are a little bit of a different aspect to what they are looking at and what influences their ability or willingness to buy within real estate.
So, Estiani, let me find one piece of data which I found particularly interesting. And I guess the answer is probably obvious, but investors are most active in the 750,000 to 1.5 million rand range. What is it about this price range that is attracting so much interest?
So I think that would probably be also in terms of the rental market. So that is seemingly where, you know, the rental market is most active. But also I do think that the fact that a lot of purchases within the investor space is actually cash purchases. So, you know, if you naturally think around the equity needed to be available to make those cash purchases, you know, it will fall into that space. So I think those are the two main drivers, and maybe a little bit of element of risk as well. That's that where the risk is a little bit lower in that market, because there's a higher demand for properties in that value segment.
In fact, nearly half of investment properties are not bonded. What do you think that reveals about investor behavior then?
Well, for me, that specifically indicates the value that investors do still see and do still find in real estate as a good investment opportunity. And as we know, as an investor, you invest either for a sort of a cash flow positive investment, or where you have the value growth in terms of the actual asset that you are purchasing. So, yeah, I think that to me is a good sign and a good indication of, you know, the value that is perceived by investors in real estate, but specifically in that market as well.
And Estiani, no surprise here, Cape Town seeing a significant change in investor activity.
Yeah, we did see a little bit of a change there. And I think one element that could possibly, you know, influence that and the numbers is that there was a high demand in for such a long time. So it seems like there's a little bit of a shortage of stock at the moment, which is quite interesting. And that will naturally then result in a decline in sales, because there's not adequate stock in a specific market that investors would be looking for.
And what about investor activity in Johannesburg and Pretoria?
There we've seen a little bit of an uptick. So Gauteng did see a little bit of an uptick. We also even saw a little bit of an increase in the Durban area, KZN. So that's very positive. But again, I think all will be driven by demand. Hey, I mean, an investor will only make a purchase where there's a demand for property. So that's very interesting to actually look out for and to track.
And no real surprise here, sectional titles, in other words, properties within estates, are gaining investor popularity. I guess that's all down to service and security.
Yeah, I would say service security, but maybe also affordability. So sectional titles are typically a little bit more affordable than freehold property, specifically within the estate sphere, as freeholds in estate typically are a little bit more expensive. But yeah, I would also agree with you to say that, you have that added element of security, but also the element of maintenance that is being done on your behalf. And you don't, as an investor, you don't have to worry about, your tenants actually upkeeping the property, especially on the outside.
And final question, with the interest rate cycle looking a little bit more positive, what's your view about Q1 next year?
Yeah, I think we're all holding thumbs and toes that we have adequate or a little bit of a bigger interest rate cuts. Just looking at the numbers in terms of transfers coming through, I think if we keep if the trajectory keeps what we have at the moment, we should actually see a very good first quarter next year. And I think the outlook is that we can expect further interest rate cuts. So that for me would also indicate that we may see actually a good first half of next year if we're just looking at what we're seeing at the moment. So yeah, very positive for what's going to happen in real estate for the next few months.
Estiani Marks is head of real estate at Lightstone. Thank you very much indeed.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 with MoneyWeb.